You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to learn about banned books. In recent years, book bans are becoming more common, but why? Our summer interns, Julia and Sophie, wanted to know more about banning books and how the books get chosen. We hear from Indigenous author Laurel Goodluck, whose book Forever Cousins, about two cousins who miss each other because they live far apart, was banned in a school district. Plus, Evan from our kids' crew reviews the book I Lived on Butterfly Hill, about an era in Chile when books were being banned along with people. Learn with us today on the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization working with children to make the best in high-quality kids public radio. You can learn a lot more about us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Interrupting this activity so you can listen to the Children's Hour.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
When I wake up, yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book before school. Even if it's one page. Yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book every morning. And when I come home, yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book when I'm at home with my family. Yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read to my entire family. And I wanna read 500 books, and I wanna read 500 more. When I have read 1,000 books, then I am gonna read 1,000 more. Say yarada, yarada, bum 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 bum. Buzz Aldrin, in his book No Dream Too High, he says your mind is like a parachute. If it isn't open, well, it won't work. And you could start by reading lots of books. And I wanna read 500 books, and I wanna read 500 more. When I have read 1,000 books, then I am gonna read 1,000 more.
Books is Turtle Dance music from It's Gonna Be a Good Day, and it really is. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're going to be learning about something kind of crazy sounding, banned books. And when I say banned books, I don't mean books that musicians use to play songs like this one. No, I mean books that somebody decided somebody else should not be reading. Our summertime interns were Julia Wolf, who is a longtime Children's Hour Kids Crew member, and Sophie Anderson Haney. They worked together to create this program for you on banned books. When we talk about banning books, it's kind of a crazy idea, banning books, banning songs, because what's offensive or bothersome to one person may not be offensive at all to somebody else. In fact, they might think it's hilarious, kind of like this song by Hans Meyer. More today on the Children's Hour on banned books.
God bless my guide them and guide them as they sit in a heap by the chair. God bless my underwear, my only pair. God bless my underwear, my only pair. From the washer to the dryer, to my backpack, to my rear. God bless my underwear, my only pair. God bless my underwear, or I'll go bare.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, this is Sophie.
And today on the Children's Hour, we're going to be talking about banned books. Hey Sophie, have you ever read The Giving Tree, Captain Underpants, or Harry Potter?
Absolutely. Those are some of my favorite books.
Well, did you know that all of those books have been banned at one point or another?
Can you explain what that means?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. A banned book is a book that somebody decides shouldn't be read by somebody else. A book that, for one reason or another, some people believe other people shouldn't be allowed to read.
Sometimes a local school board says a certain book can't be in the school library, maybe because it talks about sexuality in a way that some people aren't used to. And sometimes a bookstore won't sell a book, maybe because it talks about science in a way that doesn't fit with the owner's religious beliefs. Sometimes a library director decides not to put a book on the shelves, maybe for fear some parent will complain that it has words or thoughts that they don't want children to see.
But what's wrong with banning books?
Most librarians and many people feel that every time a book is banned, something terribly important is lost and the world becomes a much poorer place.
Banning books makes it harder for people to access a wide variety of unique thoughts and beliefs, and it makes it more difficult for teachers to teach you how to think for yourself.
We've got a lot more about banned books all through the show with Julia and Sophie. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is the Bazillions.
Take another. small, but there's lots of room for the short and tall.
Oh, the world is big and the world is small, but there's lots of room for the short and tall.
Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's many different ways to see the other side.
Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's
travel on a boat.
You can travel on a boat.
You can travel on a plane.
You can travel on a plane.
You can travel in a dance.
You can travel in a dance.
You can travel in a game.
You can travel in a game.
You can travel on a bus.
You can travel on a bus.
You can travel on a train.
You can travel on a train.
You can travel in a song.
You can travel in a song.
You can travel in a name.
You can travel in a name.
Lots of room for the short and tall. Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's many different ways to see the other side.
Pete Seeger, right here on the Children's Hour. We're doing a show today about banned books. This show was co-written by our interns, Julia and Sophie.
Wow, banning books seems very problematic, but what about the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution? It gives us the right to freedom of speech and the right to read anything.
Although the First Amendment gives us the right to freedom of speech, it has some limits. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, quote, "Nobody has the right to stand up in a crowded theater and shout, 'Fire!'" But he went on to say that free speech should only be limited if there was a, quote, "clear and present danger," unquote. Other judges have felt that certain words on paper were so clearly dangerous that they should be outlawed. But almost all librarians, teachers, principals, parents, and students support the First Amendment just about all the way.
In fact, U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Brennan said, "If there is a bedrock principle underlying the First Amendment, it is that the government may not prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea itself offensive or disagreeable."
So that means we have the right to read about anything, even if it disagrees with the government or the way most people believe?
Yep. And the more widely read, the more different kinds of ideas we've learned about, the more we are able to make up our own minds about what we believe. That makes us better citizens, because good citizens know how to look at all sides of an issue and decide what they really believe is right.
There's a hoot owl living in my shoe, and I don't know what to do. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There's a princess learning how to fly, and I can't imagine why. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. Each word is made from letters. If you put them all together, they tell a story I can read. The people who wrote these books give me another look at all the different possibilities. There's a chicken riding a giraffe, and I don't know if I should laugh. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There's a cow that's circling the moon, and I don't know if she'll be back soon. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. Each word is made from letters. If you put them all together, they tell a story I can read. The people who wrote these books give me another look at all
different possibilities.
There are so many stories to read, and each one can plant a seed. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There are lots of plots in my head, but now it's time for bed. Tomorrow I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading. Maybe I'll start writing a book.
This is Blue Dot Sessions in the background. I'll keep reading my books is the Folk Club Kids right here on the Children's Hour. And we're thinking about reading books because we're talking about books that are banned. Those are books that someone decided someone else shouldn't read. It's a concept called censorship. Right now, the effort to ban books is alive and well throughout the United States, even though it's a completely ineffective thing to do. After all, you actually don't need to go to a library anymore to get a book. You can order it on your tablet reader, or you can even order a book online from another state or another town and have it shipped to your house. Or you can find books from a place called Books Unbanned. We've got links posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Banned Books. Our interns Julia and Sophie still have a lot more to share with us about banned books. And we have a book review from Evan on our crew. There's a lot more coming up. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is They Might Be Giants from a release called Why.
Animals can smell your dreams, or so I have read. That explains the constant sniffing under your bed. You count the stripes, you can determine their age. Or so says the sage that authored this page, who owns a self-consuming timepiece called a chronophage. Everything you hear is a fact, and the opposite is also correct. If you swallowed up the planet, you would be a wiser man. Inside your head, so I have read. You may not believe this, but it has been shown. The reason clouds are white is that they're made out of bone. And when I found out, I slapped my own face. For now, I know why skeletons are up in outer space. Microscopic astronauts will land on your head. There's so much to know, can't put this book down. A mime is the hybrid offspring of a human and a clown. Everything you hear is a fact, and the opposite is also correct. If you swallowed up the planet, you would be a wiser man. It would be inside your head, or so I have read.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by Electric Playhouse. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.
Stop banning our books.
That's right.
Stop banning our books. Stop banning our books.
That's Joni Leeds from a release called Freedom, F-R-E-A-D-O-M, with a song called Band. In the background, Poddington Bear. When we talk about banning books, we're talking about rules that limit what can or cannot be read, written, or spoken. We know from stories like The Emperor's New Clothes, where the emperor believed that he was wearing the finest new fabric from a new designer who had convinced the emperor that the pretend clothes were gorgeous. Even though there was no fabric, the thread was invisible, imaginary. The emperor was actually walking around totally naked because he believed something that was just not true. The truth is, there are so many books expressing many ideas. Most of us can tell when a book is telling a story and when one is telling us facts that can be proven. Kids know that imaginary play is fun, and child psychologists know that it's necessary for kids to have plenty of time to be creative and make up their own stories. Kids are processing their daily lives through this imaginary play. None of us want to be told that what's imaginary is forbidden. After all, how can anyone limit the expansive creativity that we are all born with? Some would say that our greatest human achievements were only possible because of the power of imagination and the freedom to express it. More with Julia and Sophie on Banned Books coming up right here on the Children's Hour. This is Aaron Nigel Smith.
It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, it's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, man, I'm it, you're okay.
Letters get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you've heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day. It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look. Okay.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, it's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, man, I made your okay.
Okay, so tell me what you see.
Or should I say, what do you S-E-E?
I think I see a baby bumblebee.
That's right, I see a B-E-E.
Flying up to the top of a tree.
Come on, it's
time to T-R-E-E. Up in the sky, you know you feel so free.
Cause when we read, we're F-R-E-E.
So letters get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day.
It's in a book. That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh,
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, okay.
It's in a book.
There's a terrific science fiction book by Ray Bradbury called Fahrenheit 451, because 451 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which paper burns. In this book, set in the future, books are forbidden, and the job of firefighters is to go from house to house to burn any books they find. The hero tries to save some books by hiding them in his house, but he is reported and his house is destroyed. He finds an old professor of his who lives in the railroad yard with a group of old men. Each of these men has memorized a book, determined to keep literature alive in their heads until they can set the books in text again.
It's no big surprise that this book, which was really about the evils of censorship, was itself censored. Certain parts were taken out without the author's consent, but when Bradbury found out, there was a big fight and the censored parts were returned. Bradbury even added a bit to the end of the novel which said, "I will not go gently onto a shelf, degutted, to become a non-book."
Today, banning books is the most common form of censorship in the United States, but it has a long history before that.
The earliest recorded book bans were in China in the 200s BC, when their emperor at the time, Shi Huangti, sought out to rewrite and manipulate history by burning all of the books in his kingdom.
And throughout the Middle Ages, millions of books, poems, and artworks were burned by various dictators. Most often, these were books that disagreed with the common ideas of the time. Books that questioned the dominant religion or promoted new scientific concepts, for example.
And in Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 40s, thousands of books were burned simply because they were written by people whose views didn't fully align with those of the Nazi regime. Authors including Albert Einstein, Helen Keller, and Ernest Hemingway.
Most of the books that have been banned or challenged in the 21st century contain profanity, sexually explicit or vulgar content, or concepts like witchcraft that challenge mainstream religions.
The American Library Association has a list of the top 10 challenged books. We've got a link to that list at childrenshour.org. look for this episode, Banned Books. This is Two of a Kind with Billy Jonas, right here on the Children's Hour.
The bunk bed, books on the chair, books on the couch, and every old where. But I want more books. I just can't get enough. I want more books about all kinds of stuff, like Jackie's troubles, Raymond's joys, rabbits, kangaroos, girls, and boys, mountains, valleys, winter, spring, campfires, vampires, every old thing. I want to lie down on my bunk bed, lean back in my chair, curl up on the couch and every old where and read more books.
A special bonding.
That was the One Tribe Collective from the Grammy-nominated release All One Tribe with the title track. Before that, Eloise Greenfield with Books came off of Hip Hop Speaks to Children. Two of a Kind and Billy Jonas brought us Read a Book, the Converging Song. That's from Two of a Kind's Sing Me Your Story. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're thinking about banned books. Are there books that you've read that you've thought to yourself, no one should ever read this book? Well, you might feel that way if a book isn't very good or you don't like it. But should another person decide for someone else what they are allowed to read? Especially if that person is not your child or someone you're in charge of? Because people read books for a lot of different reasons. Not just because they like to read, but because maybe a story speaks to them about their experience in their life. Coming up, we're going to hear from an author named Laurel Goodluck. She writes about Indigenous people, and that's because she herself is Indigenous. And she's going to be reading us an excerpt from a book that is such a sweet little story that has been banned in one school district. We've got a lot more information posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Banned Books. But first, this is Casper Baby Pants, right here on the Children's Hour.
Bookworm, reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. I called him on a Monday morning, not too late. He was deep into a book and would not take the bait. I called him on a Tuesday afternoon for tea, but he was just beginning to read The History of History. Bookworm, reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. I called him on a Wednesday evening just to chat. He was reading a Western while wearing a cowboy hat. Called him on a Thursday, mid-afternoon, but he was going down for a nap, reading Goodnight Moon. Bookworm, reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. Called him on a Friday, he had a good excuse. He was laughing too hard to talk from reading Dr. Seuss. I called him on a Saturday, at the crack of dawn. He put down the phone to finish a book, and I'm still holding on. Go! Sunday, just before midnight, but he was reading a mystery in the dark with a little light. Bookworm, reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play. Bookworm, reads a book a day. Though the sun is out, he won't come out to play.
Bookworm is Casper Baby Pants right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about banned books. Lots more coming up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
Open open up a book and what will you find? A great big world that is one of a kind. Fun imagination, let's take a look when we open up a book and read, read. A book and what will you find? A great big world that is one of a kind. Fun imagination, let's take a look when we open up a book and read, read, read.
Katie Dwyer on the Children's Hour. We're learning about banning books today on the show with our summer interns, Julia and Sophie.
Hey, Sophie, have you ever heard about this thing called critical race theory?
No, I haven't. What does that even mean?
Well, most of us have heard the term racism, which means making bad assumptions about someone based on the color of their skin. Critical race theory is the idea that racism is bigger than that. It is the idea that racism is part of our laws and the history of our country.
Okay, that sounds pretty smart. What does that have to do with banned books, though?
That's a great question, Sophie. Even though critical race theory is mainly an idea talked about by adults, lots of states in the country are banning it from being taught to kids in schools.
Why?
Well, because a lot of parents and politicians think the kids are too young to learn about racism.
But if one kid experiences racism, shouldn't the other kids at school be able to learn about racism?
That's a great point. There are a lot of children's books that aim to teach kids about racism and how to not judge other people based on the color of their skin. And these are the books that are being banned in different places around the United States.
That's really sad.
It's not just skin color alone that can get books banned for supposedly teaching critical race theory. For one of our guests, Laurel Goodluck, an author of multiple books for children about the Indigenous experience, her book, Forever Cousins, was banned in Michigan in one school district for simply discussing her culture.
Here I'm going to read one of my favorite pages in Forever Cousins, about those two young cousins who love each other like sisters, and one moves away and they get to see each other. They're reunited again at the family reunion, but then they realize they have to say goodbye again. But why I want to read this spread, this page is one of my favorite pages in the book, is because I wrote the words to help slow down the reader, just the way a ceremony slows down anybody participating in it. And that's what happens to these little cousins. They slow down, they realize that they have to say goodbye again. But it's so important that we have ceremonies that help us reflect and think. And it's really special that Native people and probably other cultures have this too. On the last day, the family has a ceremony. There's the scent of sweetgrass and burning sage. There's the beat of the drum in an ancient song. Magoo explains relationships, and the new baby gets his Haratsa name. Amanda doesn't want to say goodbye again. Kara takes Amanda's hand and thinks, I don't want her to go. The car is parked once again. The miles are many between the res and the city. Everyday giggles and secret whispers will soon end. Amanda says, here, you take my doll, and you take mine. I'll visit you next time, says Kara. They are forever cousins. So really, they know their great big family will keep them together, and they also know that their culture is so strong and that will keep them together. Even if they're miles apart, they'll still be together.
That's the author Laurel Goodluck. She's reading from her book, Forever Cousins. You're listening to the Children's Hour. There's more coming up about banned books. Stick with us.
Evan Dates, and I just finished reading a really touching novel that I found at my school library. This book, I Lived on Butterfly Hill, was written by Mar Jorge Agosin, illustrated by Lee White, and published by Athenian Books. It was originally written in Spanish and translated by E. M. O'Connor. I Lived on Butterfly Hill follows 11-year-old writer and collector of words, Celeste Marconi, All is well in her beloved city of Valparaíso, Chile, until mysterious ships start appearing in the harbor. Celeste worries that something is happening, but is not sure what. She finds out these are military ships. Their presidente Alcarón has been assassinated, and Chile has been taken over by a military dictatorship. More and more people start disappearing, and even some of her friends from school start to vanish without a trace. Celeste's parents must go into hiding, and she is sent thousands of miles away to Juliet Cove in Maine, where she must live with her tía Graciela. But she doesn't know anyone or speak a word of English. Will she ever return to her beloved Chile, and will she ever see her parents again? This poetic book is a perfect read for middle schoolers, so younger kids, you can have something to look forward to reading when you're older. I Lived on Butterfly Hill was written by Marjorie Agosin, illustrated by Lee White, and published by Athenian Books. This amazing novel was translated from the original Spanish by E. M. O'Connor and won a Pura Belpre Award. I hope a lot of you get a chance to read it. For the Children's Hour, I'm Evan Dates.
So many things that I love to do, from swimming in the ocean to going to the zoo. When it comes to lunch, I love mac and cheese, but most of all, I love to read. Give me a bunch of books and I'll go to my room and travel around the world in an afternoon. There's not that much that I really need, 'cause most of all I love to read. I say most of all I love to read. I love to read every single day. I love to read. Believe me when I say, from dinosaurs and dungeons to stories about fleas, I just can't get enough, 'cause I morning, love to late at night, lying by the fire or beside my bedside light. Even when I'm walking and chewing pumpkin seeds, oh, anytime at all, I love to read, especially something scary, so scary I can't breathe. Oh, anytime at all, I love to read.
A, B, C, D, E, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y,
and Z.
Love to Read is Mr. G right here on the Children's Hour. And Evan's book review was produced by our current summer intern, Faniel. Patty Larkin brought us the book I'm not reading. About that book Evan reviewed, I Lived on Butterfly Hill, banned books come up in that book. The fascist government in that book bans a number of books, and the grandmother character hides the books in order to preserve them for her family. You're learning about banned books today on the Children's Hour. We've got a lot more info posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Banned Books. We've got time for one more. We're going to go out with the Schmoonian friends. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
You can go anywhere that you choose. Anything that you read, you can't lose. Let's read a book.
about the old, old West. Well, let's be a pioneer and learn what they did best. We can read about Indians and cowboys too. Jesse James and Pocahontas, just to name a few. Well, let's read a book. Let's read a book. Read a book. If you want to be wise, just read a book. Let's read a book about my favorite spot. Well, let's go to the beach where it's always nice and hot. We can drive around up and down the strand, and then we'll build a great big castle. Let's read a book. Give your mind a little exercise. Just read a book. Let's read a book. If you want to be wise, just read a book. Read a book about the sun, the moon, and stars. Let's hop in a rocket and head out straight past Mars. We'll fly so high and we'll fly so free through the Milky Way.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was produced by me, Katie Stone. It was written by our interns, Julia and Sophie, and we had help from our current intern, Daniel. As always, we had support from our senior producer, Christina Stella.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.